BYU Hockey is coming to vanquish the foe. Follow the Cougars in their 2014-15 season as they're on the prowl at the Peaks Ice Arena. Listen to each home game live on Vanquish the Foe. This Saturday night, 7 o'clock p.m., at Peaks Ice Arena, BYU takes on Boise State. Hopefully it goes better than on the hockey ice than it did on the football field. Anyway, $6 to attend, and also $3 if you are a student and you bring your student ID. It's great fun. Hockey's the best sport to watch in person. And now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to CougarCast with Keith Schertz and Tosh McIntosh. CougarCast, covering BYU football and basketball. Email the show, cougarcast@gmail.com, and follow on Twitter at CougarCast. See what the guys have to say on Cougar Board. Find them at 4Mac and CougarCast. Go hard, go fast.
What is up? My name is Keith Schertz, and I am not here with the 2002 Daily Herald Utah County Name of the Year, Tosh McIntosh. Tosh is busy with work. He's got a job. So just going it alone, and so the show will be quite a bit shorter today, because it's only my thoughts. So, obviously, meltdown. 31 second quarter points against Boise State, and 4 losses in a row. It really is turning in to really just a total debacle. And, you know, one of the things that I think is important at a time like this is you got to take stock in the effort that's being shown on the field. Are players playing hard? Are they doing things that make you feel like there is maximum effort out there? And of course, I think the answer is that some of them are playing hard and some of them are not. The bigger thing to me, though, is that we have some discord amongst the coaches. Bronco Mendenhall, after the Boise State game, comes out and says that he was the one calling the plays. It's been announced that Nick Howell will be calling the plays against Middle Tennessee State. A lot of people are up in arms about this decision. For me, I think it's fine. I think going back to Nick Howell is okay. Because if he's going to lose his job, you might as well let him be the one calling the plays. it's his neck on the line. It's his job on the line. Like, Bronco's not going anywhere at the end of this year. Like, newsflash. Like, even if they blow the last 4 games, Bronco's not getting fired. But Nick Howell will. So I think it's only fair if his neck is on the line and his job is on the line, he ought to be the one calling the plays. So there's that. By the way, they're not going to lose all 4 games. They might lose 3 of them, but then they're not going to lose all 4. Savannah State's one of the all-time worst teams that BYU has ever played, ever. And that's, of course, senior day. Anyway, if anyone wants my tickets to Savannah State, please feel free to email me, cougarcast@gmail.com. I'll be amazed if I get an email. Anyway, I just think that this Cougars team is in a very precarious spot. There's only one other team that has had the similar kind of ride that this team has had, and it's that 1993 team. Way back, quarterbacked by John Walsh. Kalen Hall was their running back. Rob Morris played defense. And Eric Drage caught some passes for them. Mika Matsuzaka. Anyway, they won four in a row to start their year. They're among the seven teams that started 4-0 in BYU history. And two of those seven teams then followed up with four straight losses this year and in 1993. In Game 9, 93, that team ended up winning a one-point game against San Diego State with Marshall Faulk. They stopped a two-point conversion, and that's how they won. It was a great game. I remember I was watching it in the hotel next to Disneyland with my dad. The point is that I think we're in trouble. And I think that if you haven't put that together yet, right, you are really the most optimistic person alive. And one of the things that I think is interesting is that there are things that are happening that have made me raise my eyebrows. And things that I have heard as I've talked to several different former players and a few current players that have said things that have made me, that have kind of solved a lot of the things. So here's a quote from a current player on the BYU football team. I asked him what his mindset is and what his teammates' mindset is following a crushing loss and with the four straight losses. And he replied, "Most guys are playing hard, not going to let coaches putting us in a bad spot ruin our week." I mean, when you hear that, and then another comment that he said is that it's clear to him that the communication amongst the coaches hasn't been good, hasn't been clear, okay? So that was kind of the gist of the other part of that he was trying to give me. And I think that's an important, you know, element. Is I don't really feel like these players have completely laid over. Like, I feel like, you know, most of them out there are playing hard, if not all of them. And so, if you think the players are playing hard, and then they continue to get exposed, then it's clear what the answer is. It's coaching. That's coaching. There's things that aren't coaching, right? I mean, the coaches don't fumble. The coaches don't drop passes. The coaches don't, you know, turn the ball over. The coaches don't miss tackles. If you are on the side of the coaches and you want to keep them, and then the argument you make is that the players aren't playing with enough heart, enough effort. And I think to some degree there's an element of that. Like, there's a focus, there's a level of focus, there's a level of desire, there's a level of confidence, and it just feels like a whole lot of that is gone. And that brings me to Middle Tennessee State. East Coast, they're traveling all the way across the country, go play a game. Middle Tennessee State, Blue Raiders are having a good season. They lost to Memphis, they lost to Minnesota. But here's what Middle Tennessee is. They're a terrible defense with a above-average run game and an average passing game. But we have faced, for the past 4 weeks, that has been the MO of the teams we've played against. You know, a team with one side of the ball being just horrible and the other side being decent. You know, UCF's defense was fantastic. Their offense was bad. Nevada's offense, really good. Defense, horrible. If you are fooling yourself right now by thinking that Middle Tennessee State is a gimme, I don't know what to say to you. BYU's not a great road team. It's hard to win on the road anyway. It's even harder when you travel all the way across the country. So I just think that I think you shouldn't be surprised. Let me say this again. You should not be surprised if the Cougars lose to Middle Tennessee State on Saturday. That should not surprise you. BYU reminds me right now of a bully. They're going to come out. They're going to be, you know, steam coming out of their ears. They're going to be ready to go, right? Let's say they lose the coin toss, okay, and Middle Tennessee State gets the ball. They go out and they score. And then on the next position, BYU turns the ball over and Middle Tennessee State scores again. This is not a crazy scenario. If that happens, if it starts out bad in the first quarter for BYU, they're done. They're done. Bury them. Middle Tennessee State is winning that game. Cougars are not coming down from double digits. They're not coming back from double digits. It's not happening. There is a lack of... there just isn't any fire. There just isn't any fire. And I just think that there'll be this kind of fake fire, this fake emotion about, you know, the things that they're going to do. And then if they get out on the field and Middle Tennessee State, if they can provide the first salvo, watch out. For me, that'll be the important part. First quarter of this game is going to be the most important quarter of the game. What happens in that first quarter, that's going to absolutely dictate everything else. Right? BYU, if they're down at halftime, they're not coming back. They're not coming back. And so I just think that you, as a fan, need to prepare yourself. I have a brother who lives in Kentucky. He's traveling down to see the game. Because, you know, he doesn't get to see the team very often. And, you know, I just think that it's going to be a struggle. And if it's not a struggle, let's say that it's kind of a feel it out and then both teams kind of hang around each other. Well, now BYU's got a chance. They've got a better chance. And BYU should win this game. BYU is the more talented team. But Middle Tennessee State is having their very best year they've had in a decade. This is the most confident team that they've had this late in the season in a very long time. They've got a few very good players. Offensively, they run the ball well. They're able to control the clock. Our run defense isn't bad. That's true. But teams who have only shown to be average at passing have turned into very good above average passing teams against BYU. So, I just think, I don't know how to underline it enough, but Middle Tennessee State, that's a problem. They're going to be a problem for BYU. This is a scary game. 4-5 is very, very possible. And I just think that, I think if they lose to Middle Tennessee State, that becomes the catalyst to that. That's it. That's it for the coaches. That's it for Nick Howell. I think he'll be gone. Maybe not right after the game. But I do think that he cannot recover. Even if they lose and then they win 3 and go a bowl game, if they're 7-5 at the end of regular season, with what's been considered one of the easiest schedules that we're going to see in Independence, that's a big disappointment, and somebody's head's going to roll. And I know the injuries are a huge part of why this has all happened, and I get all that. But, you know, Utah State keeps winning, and they're on their fourth-string quarterback. Just saying. I mean, if you want to blame it all on Taysom Hill, you can. And, you know, it's not necessarily wrong to do that because he's one of the most dynamic He's one of the best players in all of college football. And he met everything, everything. But you know what else? BYU put themselves in a position where he meant everything. You know? And I just think that if you're going to put yourself in that scenario where you're a one-man team and everything's going to get derailed because of one guy, that's a problem. The other thing, offensively, you know what? BYU has really killed themselves with three and outs. And three and outs have always been bad, but when you do go hard, go fast, and with Christian Stewart throwing 60% of the plays, not enough time is going off that clock. And it's been a long time since we've won the time of possession battle. And I just think that, oh my gosh, this team is a mess. It's just a mess. Every element of this team is bad. It's like 2004 again, where the one guy on the team where you're like, oh, well, he's good, is Scott Arlano, the punter, right? The punter is your most consistent performer. So there's that. It was nice to see Jamal back on the field. I thought Jamal played very hard. I think he's a bright spot. Fred Warner's pick six was a great individual play. Smart play by him. But, you know, Boise's D is not great. We got 21 points up on the board against Boise State. I don't expect us to get I don't expect us to get all that many more against Middle Tennessee State. BYU has allowed opponents to score over 30 points game after game after game, and I'm unsure we score 30 against Middle Tennessee State. But in order to win, we're going to have to score 40 points. The Cougars are going to have to score 40 points. Middle Tennessee State's going to score 30. So, this is a challenge. This is a challenge. These are dark days. Anyway, those are some of the thoughts that I had leading into this game. And I think I'm, you know, I talked to Tosh earlier. Tosh said that he wanted me to make sure that y'all knew that he was thinking BYU was going to win. Right? And so he predicted a BYU win. I think Middle Tennessee State's going to get them. I really do. I think they're going to do them. And I think it'll be pretty close, right? I don't think it's going to be a thrashing. But I'm kind of feeling like Middle Tennessee State 35, BYU 27. That's what I'm feeling. I promise that it'll be more fun next week. And even if they lose, you know, at this point it just becomes a comedy. But holy smokes. By the way, that 1993 team ended up with six wins. So, at this point, I'd be grateful for six wins. I really would. So, oh my gosh. But this team is laid over. I mean, they've laid over. They're dead, in my opinion. They will continue to come out barking, but if anybody punches them in the mouth, they're going to die. They're going to just fall over. And that's a shame. It really is. It's hard, and I don't know. I don't have the answers. If I did, I'd be hired, right? And nobody really has the answers. But it just seems that, you know, players are... I know that players are in a position where they're feeling like they're playing hard, but they're being put in a bad spot. I know that there's discord amongst the coaches. It's a bad state, and I just hope that it does get better. So, with that, I'll leave you for it. I hope that I am wrong. I hope it's a thrashing. I love being wrong, but I really think that this is going to be a long, arduous, stressful game against Middle Tennessee State. Sincerely. Thank you for listening to CougarCast. If you enjoyed this show, take the time out to give us a rating on iTunes. Thank you for listening to CougarCast. If you enjoyed this show, take the time out to give us a rating on iTunes. Also, look for us on VanquishTheFoe.com. If that isn't enough, you can follow us on Twitter @CougarCast. Enjoy the games, and go Cougars!